Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Cindy Burgess Gerson. What an amazing person.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme. Plus our super premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me on what should be a national holiday, a.k.a. the day after Vanderpump Rules has its season premiere, it's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Bricks Badger podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Good. Good. Good.
I'm good. Good.
For those
Sheena
of you,
Day.
That's Sheena Day. National Sheena Day.
National Sheena Day. You know, if the presidents get a day, this show should get a day.
I think it goes without saying that...
I've been waiting 10 years for this day, and it's finally here. Good.
This is all I've wanted for 10 years.
It's all happening.
Darling, you made me approve of him. All right? Don't say that.
To people who are relatively new to our podcast over the past few months... we want to welcome you to a whole new suite of terrible impersonations that we have. We are now entering the Vanderpump Rules phase of the podcast, which will now go on for the next 6 months. And God bless it, because when I was watching this wonderful, wonderful show, which hopefully someday will be enshrined in the Library of Congress, I just came to realize how excellent it is. It is such an excellent, excellent show. Just works on so many levels. So happy that it has arrived, and I have never been more honored than to have it premiere on my birthday.
I know. I feel like the world was just giving you everything yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, it's happy birthday. Here's parking spot passive aggression. Here's, like, you just got everything.
Got yesterday. Everything.
I'm happy for you. You deserve it.
Thank you. And you know what? I actually felt in a weird way like I was on this episode of Vanderpump Rules, even though I wasn't in any possible way, but I'm going to get to that in a moment. But before we dive into this season premiere, as always, Ronnie and I have all sorts of housekeeping to do. But it's cool housekeeping. It's like the kind of housekeeping where you're like, oh my god, it smells so good in here. Was there a housekeeper in here? It's like, yes, Ben and Ronnie were housekeeping.
So, no, Ronnie just sprayed some fucking cleaning product in the air so it would smell like that.
So, we are in the midst of a Watch What Crappens bonanza, like live show bonanza. Okay, so last week we announced a Boston show, we announced a New York show, we announced a DC show. Well, guess what? All good things are happening. The first DC show sold out, so guess what? We're doing a second DC show on April 3rd. Tickets for that go on sale this Friday. Boston sold out in less than 3 hours. We are working on getting a second Boston show up and running. It looks like that's going to happen. New York show, we said tickets would go on sale on Friday. We had some administrative stuff. We had to get some confirmations with the venue. We jumped the gun a little bit, but guess what? Now we have not jumped. We've jumped back over the gun, okay? And guess
Are
what?
Are you kidding me, gun? Are you kidding me, gun? Are you kidding me, gun?
Calm down, gun. Take a Xanax, gun.
What's white trash?
Whoa, this is crazy. We jumped over a gun, but guess what? The New York City tickets are finally officially going on sale this Friday. We now have a link, and it's on our website, Bowery Ballroom, legendary Bowery Ballroom. So that's exciting. But what's even more exciting is that we have another city going on sale on Friday, but we're not going to announce that till mañana, aka Wednesday. So it looks like we're going to have another big Friday ticket buying bonanza. Be sure to stay tuned to our social media, check our website and everything to make sure you get your tickets.
Yeah, and just be ready to buy some tickets at 10 a.m. no matter what city you're in. Because if you don't listen to this show tomorrow, you're going to be like, well, what city was it? I missed it. No, go buy that shit. We are so excited. We're going to be traveling every month, you guys. I don't even leave my house every month.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. And we also, there's like this evil side of us that likes to pit these cities against each other. So like we made Boston and DC duke it out to see who could sell out first. And they actually kind of tied, which was crazy. So, we're going to pitch you guys against each other again on Friday, because that's in the spirit of Vanderpump Rules.
We love competition, but it's the end of 2017 and everyone gets a medal. My papa's worst nightmare.
Everyone gets a medal. Participation medal. Was there anything else we were supposed to announce at the top of the show, Ronnie? I think that was it. Coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah. Coffee mugs are available. Go get them. You can find the links at everything for sale, merch-wise, is at watchwhatcrappens.com, too. But I have to say, this is stressing me out, because now I'm like, what do I wear in the cold? You know, I haven't been in the cold in a long time. Like, what coat will look cute on me? Can I pull off those down, you know, those down coats? You know what I mean? Those big puffy ones? Can I pull that off?
Yeah, of course you can.
Listen, I don't know.
Hit up your Stitch Fix stylist.
Actually, I will. That's a good idea.
You really
but
should.
All that stress aside, it's Sheena's birthday.
It's Sheena's birthday.
This is really Vanderpump Rules just came roaring out of the gate this season. Wow, did it ever. Wow, was that what? Let's just talk macro for a second. What did you think about this episode as a whole?
Well, I knew at the beginning this season is made for me, because the episode is called Masquerade, which is a song from Phantom of the Opera, which is a musical I thought was kind of stupid, but it is a musical, so I'm in. And also, they were showing the end of the reunion at the beginning of my recording, and Jax is like, okay, hey guys, here's to the next chapter of our lives. I was like, the next chapter? What could possibly be written in that? You know?
Like, the rest is still unwritten. The rest is still unwritten.
But you know what? There is another chapter. I don't know that there's stuff written in it, but
well, there's stuff
definitely
written in it.
Pictures.
It's like large type, and maybe with some pop-ups.
What did you think?
I loved it. What I really liked about it, I was so impressed with the way they came out of the gate, kind of setting up all the major storylines for at least what I imagine will be the season, if not like the first portion of the season. You know, we set up obviously that Sheena's got a new man. We set up that Sheena is fighting with Katie and Stassi. We set up that Tom and Tom are going to be working with Lisa, and there could be issues there. Ariana's got a new haircut, which I'm sure will be an important, you know, important storyline. We have James and Raquel. Raquel's coming back, but now James may have like a jealous gay friend. And of course, there's Faith. So,
and to come stain on the carpet.
So I just, the way they just set everything up was so good. And we haven't even gotten to Lala yet. Like, there wasn't even room for Lala in this episode. So
yeah, it's one of those shows where you watch people get older, you know? It's like everyone's at that age where everything changes. Your body changes, your brain changes. And I'm like, can this still be fun if people get older? Well, thankfully, they just get worse, you know?
Yeah.
It's like everybody really pivots into their faults.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Jax possibly fucks someone else again. It's kind of the same storylines. Like, Sheena's still crazy and deluding herself about some man. Yeah. But it's even, like, harder to watch than the last time. You
know? Yeah, I mean, Sheena is really, like, the poor man's Audrey, right? I mean, she just wants to go somewhere that's green. And she's just, you know, going to wind up back in Azusa someday. Which is not green. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Azusa, crop tops are kind of my thing.
Crop tops are kind of my thing. Ronnie texted me last night, and he was like, this episode is made for you. He's like, Ben, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you because you're at dinner, which, by the way, I don't know why you were so apologetic about it, but you were like, I'm so sorry to interrupt you during dinner, but I just want you to know this has been made for you. This episode has been made for you. It's like the perfect birthday gift for you, and I just hope you're having a wonderful birthday party. And I was like, oh, Ronnie has been moved by this show.
I have, because sometimes it feels like, oh, God, here we go again. Like, maybe it's going to suck, or maybe I'm not going to be into it. And right. Then it's amazing. From the beginning to the end, it was just amazing. So let's get into it, shall
yes,
we?
Yes. So it does one of the things which I kind of do always enjoy in a season premiere, which is it starts off in a frenzy of activity and then pulls back. So we don't even know what's happening. We're just barely getting our bearings. And all we know is that it's like Shino's birthday. It's a masquerade birthday. I'm Adam Sam.
We started a christening. Yeah. In New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey Christmas
like,
style.
Dun, dun. Cut to this, cut to that. Everyone's upset. The Gaijin's involved somehow. What's Faith doing here? It's like 3 hours before.
Yeah.
3 days
before.
Zapruder
films. She knows like, hi, it's my birthday. Hi.
And James is like, hello, everyone. Look at Sheena. It's Sheena coming in. He's like wiggy-wigging on a record.
You know? Did anyone lose the keys to their Buick? Anyone? Anyone? I have the keys at the DJ booth.
I would give them to you, but you have to show me your face. Only come to me after the party.
Wiggy, 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 wiggy. Fun. Pumptini. Sorry.
Pumptini. So James looks semi-sober, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then Brittany's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then we see Lisa in her broken bird feather mask.
Like it's been created. Her mask is from the feathers of broken birds.
Yes. Like there's a little Glanville feather in there. It's like 500 feathers. It's like, who did you try to help that betrayed you, Lisa? Who? I'm wearing them on my face, darling.
Well, that's part of her fairy godmother thing. Oh, it's a broken bird. I will help you. I will fix you up. But in return, all I ask is a feather for my masquerade mask.
She's the fairy godmother that shows back up at the end, and she's like, Cinderella, don't you remember all that Ken and I have done for you?
Cinderella, we're putting the kitchen on the second floor.
Yeah, who does that? I mean, there's like so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's a bit like the Twilight Zone, which I love a current reference from Lisa, you know.
And well, she's referring to the Twilight Trilogy, which is beloved by many tweens. There's a lot of vampires and Cullens and such.
It's like vampires that get older.
What a strange concept. It's almost as if they've sacrificed their vampirism to be helped by a mysterious lady in a broken bird mask. I've got your feather.
So then we see Brittany. Jax is like, oh, you're going off what she said? Which I think he said every season.
Yes.
And Brittany's like, if this is true, I'm leaving and I'm taking the dogs with me.
Yes.
You know, ooh.
Well, importantly, we also see Kristen going up to Jax going, you stupid son of a bitch.
Kristen, yet another plot line she has nothing to do with. Just kind of showing up whenever someone looks sad.
She's always good for some exasperation, though. You know, gotta love her.
I'm calling someone a son of a bitch. Who's it gonna be?
Sandoval's like, Jackson had sex. Gotta get my Sandoval back. Kristen!
So then we see, we hear a producer, and they're like, Jax, just tell me the truth. Are you cheating? And he's like...
His nasal cavities never had such an inhale. Everything was flapping in there. All the mucus was like, pfft. It was like looking at hurricane footage of like, you know, flags on the sides of boats. Like, he's like, yes. This visual of inside of Jax's nose with the snot flapping like in a hurricane is brought to you by Watch Your Crappens.
So then we get the new opening, the season's opening, and I didn't pause at all during this because I was like, just get through it.
Oh, I paused and I rewound.
It had already taken me like 20 minutes to get this far, you know. this time they don't have people spilling drinks everywhere. Like, we see Kristen drinking a free mojito or some shit at the bar, but she's yes. not spilling it. No one's spilling champagne. But we do see Sheena bringing glasses to the bar upside down, you know, holding them with her fingers. And they're wet. They're dripping everywhere. It's like, of course, of course, Sheena is the one who carries glasses like that.
Well, there was, I wasn't paying attention to the content of the glasses, but there was Lala made it into the opening credits. I don't know if she's been in the opening credits before, or maybe she definitely wasn't in the opening credits last year, but she's back in the opening credits. We had, I think the opening was Brittany, Jax, and Stassi. And then we had James. I don't remember the order, but I was like, I was happy. I was happy with the collection of people. Ariana was like smiling all big. I was like, this is weird. Ariana's
yeah, like, it is weird. I mean, it's like a haircut just changes people so fast.
She was like she's like the only person smiling in the opening credits. Everyone else is like serious. You know, Kristen has her that weird Margaret Thatcher face on, you know, and Ariana's just like, yay, I'm in a Starburst commercial.
I'm the only one on this show who doesn't look like a complete asshole. Yay me.
She's like, my storyline's about getting a haircut. It's so easy. Yay.
That's all I caught from the opening because I couldn't pause. And I was like, Sheena, like, I was so mad about her wet glasses. Like, someone could fall. I was like, serious.
Someone could fall.
Yeah. So where do we open? We open with people acting like they still work there, which is funny. Yeah. Brittany's like, all right, I got Team Mojitos here. It's like, could you sound any wider, please?
I know. And Lisa shows up in an RR, as we say, a Rolls Royce. And I like that she shows up. This is like, I don't know why I focus in on this, but she steps out of the Rolls Royce holding a manila envelope that says, Lisa! Like, it's scrawled, Lisa. It's like, yes, Lisa, we know you're going to do work now. She's like, look at me, showing up to do work because I run a restaurant. And you can tell I'm doing work because I have a manila envelope that says, Lisa!
I work hard. I have a manila envelope. Have you ever heard of Sharpies? They're permanent, you know.
You know, the funny thing about a manila envelope, it doesn't really close.
So Lisa's always trying to prove she's working with empty envelopes and like random like post-it notes.
She's like, welcome to my office. I'm putting this sticky piece of paper onto something. How may I help you?
Oh, I bet you thought you were at a little Parisian cafe. What with my accordion folder?
Please have a seat behind the giant pot in front of my desk.
I'll be with you in a moment. I'm just finishing up this meeting with a planter.
She's like, sir, it's flourishing. It's really matured. Some come, some go. I come once a year. Get it? Ask Ken.
The phrase has really matured is not one that I would often use with the sir or this show. But I also like we saw a glimpse of Sheena waiting on a table. And she's like, hey, my name is Sheena if you need anything else. And I was like, oh my God, that's totally the name of her gripping 1974 novel. My name is Sheena, if you need anything else.
Followed by, I'm in Azusa now, and my name is still Sheena, if you need anything else.
It's a gripping novel about teen prostitution and drugs. My name is Sheena.
Dan D, making crop top wedding dresses for people. So Lisa goes up to the bar, and she's like, well, hello, I haven't been here in ages. Look at the two of you pretending to work.
Oh, still got that shaker going, don't you, Tom?
Jax is meanwhile he's reminiscing on the fact that he and Brittany have now been together for 2 years this week, a big anniversary.
And you've been entirely faithful, have you?
And he's like, well, look, guys, we've been doing a lot better since Kentucky. And then we see clips of Kentucky where he's just like being an asshole.
Well, faithful, yes, I have filled up faith, yes.
I'm sorry, I was drinking, almost choked.
Don't leave me hanging with my gross joke.
I've been filling faith. Does that count?
Is that the same as being faithful?
So let's see. In the clip, she's like,
Jax, I can't sit here and be degraded by you. I feel like cheese, Jax.
Stop degrading me. I'm not just a block of cheddar.
The Degrate is not just a river in the middle of Egypt. It's like, no, no, you got that one wrong. Actually, it was really convenient because for people like me who did not actually watch Jax and Brittany in Kentucky, that stupid show, we got this great flashback where I assume we saw all the good stuff, which was them fighting and him being a total, total asshole pig to her.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the city slicker and the country girl, but he's from Florida. Like, he's not really like that big city boy. He just sat around and complained about having to deal with pigs all day.
Yeah, he's not really like a city slicker. He's just more like an oil slick.
Yeah. He's just like pomade slick.
And in case there's like, in case there was any like question about what a dick Jax is, that when they come back, he said that they had a rough patch, but things they've gotten back together. And he's like, things have been great. You know, she's finally getting off the couch, going to the gym, not keeping Postmates in business. I was like, that's your girlfriend you're talking about, and you should be one to talk. Okay, we can. It looks like you are a chipmunk right now, like stashing away like peppermint patties in your cheeks.
Oh, well, that's filler. Okay. Now, on his budget, it might be peppermint patties he's stuffing in his... injecting random things in his house.
I would
house.
Totally stash peppermint patties in my cheeks. I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying, don't act like Brittany is the one who is, like, the only one having issues like that.
Well, it's always hard for me to be on Brittany's side, even though she's an angel and Jax is a devil, because really all Jax wants is a ham sandwich. Like, to me, that's the easiest relationship ever. He's like, you can't even make me a ham sandwich.
That's
She's
true.
She's like, it's hard, JX, it's hard.
Yeah, they're just not meant for each other, you know. His needs are so simple, and the fact that she can't rise to them is sad. But then also, the fact that she both cannot rise to the challenge and continues to lower herself to Jax. It's like, I don't really know where I stand on it. I just feel like they should not be together.
Yeah, you've seen this show, and you've been with Jax for 2 years. You deserve what you get. Like, I can't feel for you.
Yeah.
So Brittany and Sheena are talking in the back.
By the fridge.
By the fridge, our favorite fridge.
Yeah.
And Brittany has just put her sodas up that she's supposed to be delivering just up on a shelf. And Sheena's like,
is it so hard for people to put glasses on the tray?
I'm in such a good place. Like, I just feel so happy with where I am in my life right now. Like, Rob makes me so fucking happy. It's like I'm always just showing the left side of my face. I'm so happy.
I need to show you my gown that I got for my birthday, because it's like even happy when I put it on, because like the happiness that comes out of me from Rob makes a dress happier. It's like so happy.
Did you know that they wrote a song about how I feel right now? It's called Happy. It's like a really great song and no one will ever get sick of it. I just am so happy about happy.
That song came out and I was still with Shay, but it's like not what I wanted, but I knew that I was going to get what I wanted because Happy was playing.
Yeah, it was like a really good sign that like, even though I said I was happy with Shay and he gave me butterflies, I knew that like with Rob, he actually is a butterfly. It's amazing.
Sheena's also really stupid because she's not divorced yet. And she's kind of giving Shay a lot of evidence here. She's like,
well, I dated Rob like off and on until I married Shay. Well, no, she goes, we were off to like 2010, and then I took a 6-year break with Shay, and like then we were back together. Like, I would not have started dating so soon after my divorce if it was like literally anyone else.
Maybe Adisa Brion. Well, here's the thing, like, I think it's funny to like to characterize your wedding as a break from someone.
Yeah.
Like your marriage, it's not like, oh, you had a fling. It was like you got in a relationship, you got engaged, you got married, you had a full marriage.
Yeah.
It's not really
like
a break.
It wasn't marriage. It was just like someone to sit in those recliner seats with like big gulp holders in the center. Like, that's what it was. Yeah.
It was just like a way to know, like, am I happy right now? And I wasn't really happy, but I was like, at least I have someone to sit in a Barca Lounge with and try all the prime cocktails with. I think I'll have one of each, please, actually.
We just weren't meant to be together.
And Brittany's like,
I am so happy you're happy. This is great.
And I'm so happy that things are so good with me and Jax. Nothing could ever go wrong whatsoever. Ever, ever, ever.
Would you grate cheese for your man? Deliver your drinks, Brittany.
Yeah.
So Tom is...
And wait, by the way, I just want to say that Sheena's like, at this point, I just want to get my divorce certificate so I can get remarried right after that. I was like, Sheena, like, maybe give it like a little bit of a breathing room before you get remarried right away.
Yeah.
What are you, Tamara Judge?
Well, I was going to say, you know how fashions catch on even though they're hideous? this cast must watch Orange County. There are so many cutouts and like those floppy pirate dresses, but they show the shoulders.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Orange County wear in this.
Yeah, well, it's a fine line between Hollywood and Orange County. I mean, it's not like Los Angeles. It's suddenly like everyone becomes fashionable when you get to Los Angeles. You know, no, it's basically a spectrum. The Orange County, Beverly Hills fashion spectrum.
Yeah, it's like the spectrum between like Chico's and BB.
Yeah, Claire's and another Claire's.
So Tom is like, hey, Lisa, we need a meeting at Tom. And she's like, well, we've got all the permission. We've got the slips from the city people that say we can do this or that. We've got permission papers from the pot people that say our pots are the proper large size, and the lighting people for the string lights that will go in the glass bowls that will hang on said olive trees. I've got all these slips in a manila folder that says Lisa.
You know I'm prepared because I have a manila folder and it says Lisa on it. Does that look like someone who's unprepared? Does that look like someone who has not gone and visited the planning commission? I don't think so.
All caps, Tom. I'm on top of it.
Now, let me see what's in your manila folder. Oh, you don't have one. I see.
I'm going to have to think about this.
Let me write a note in the manila folder to remind me to think about it.
Do you have one of those sticky things?
A post-it, as they call it. No? That's too bad, because I leave some in my manila folder.
You aren't ready for this!
I would throw my manila folder at you, but it's way too important.
So she's like, we asked the dildo ladies to move down the street, and we plan on serving delicious food in its place. Tom will be minor partners, minor partners.
As in minor, M-I-N-E-R, we want them to drill a hole in the bottom of the floor, and then that's it. They can bring a canary if they want, but it's not necessary.
If they want to be involved, they must invest. And I'm like, wait a second. This is just coming now? You didn't tell them this at the wedding. How about if you use my name, then you have to pay me $100,000, okay? My name is Tom, okay? That's worth $100,000. So Tom is like,
dude, like $100,000? That's like monumental, okay? But like, I could get it. Like, I could borrow it or something. Like, my grandpa passed away.
Like, what, you're going to borrow money from your dead grandpa? That's not how it works. It's like,
I'm gonna call a medium.
I mean, I already got some of those candy bars. That's already up to, like, we're at, like, $30,000 from that. Like, no, those aren't actually money just because they're what they're called.
He left me some of those chocolates that look like coins.
Thank God, it's Hanukkah, right? What were the name of those candy bars? I'm blanking. It's sort of $10,000 or whatever, $5,000. What are those candy?
$100,000. I think it's $100,000.
Are those $100,000? Oh, well, then they say he just has to get one of those. Here, Lisa.
They should change with the time, though. The times, you know? Like, currency's changed now. It should be like
137 bitcoins.
Whatever. So anyway, he's like, I'm poor. And then they show a clip of Ariana talking to her mom in their apartment, and the lights go out. Yeah. And Ariana's like, ugh, that happens when we turn on the AC and the microwave at the same time. And I was like, me too. Me too. You are not getting $100,000 for anything. I've never even imagined $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like looking at the clip of that like air conditioning microwave situation. Yeah, I think it'll be a moment before Lisa can get their $100,000. So then, speaking of Ariana, she has a new haircut, and what we've learned is that Tom has masturbated to it about 4 or 5 times, which is hilarious.
That's like assault on hair. And
he just thinks about a wig.
It's funny, but, you know, it's Tom. I could imagine Tom masturbating to, like, a Fantastic Sam's catalog. It's like,
whoa, look at that.
That's what they call the fade. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you don't know, the lines that you do, the fade is like, you don't even see where it goes from 1 to 1.5. Dude, it's like tapered so well. Oh, it's tapered.
Let's watch the growth of a faux hawk, dude. Like, it totally changed from one year to the next.
Dude, that faux hawk is so architectural. It's like, whoa.
Am I gay if I jerk off to a page boy? Like, I'm really attracted to Bob. Is that weird?
Dude, you know who had a great, great haircut? Totally underrated. Joyce DeWitt. Just go with me on.
Damn it, Woody. Damn it, Woody.
So Sheena's like, I am obsessed with your hair.
We know, because you tried to get it. Didn't work, Sheena, okay? Didn't work.
When did? Now, oh, yeah, yeah.
Turn those glasses upside down and make that floor slippery, okay? No one's buying it, Sheena.
So, So Sheena, we learn now that Sheena is having an issue with Katie because Sheena's like, well, I made a comment comparing the amount of friends I have compared to Katie, and she thought I was saying she didn't have any friends, and now I got rage texts from her, and now we haven't talked ever since, which is like such a Vanderpump Rules sort of fight, because it's like dumb that Sheena would ever compare how many friends she has to how many friends Katie has, and of course this typical Katie to interpret it as, I don't have any friends. So now they're in a fight.
I was hoping that you transcribed this part because I was so confused, and I went back and listened again, and I still don't get it.
I made a comment to somebody comparing the amount of friends that we have to the amount of friends Katie has, and I meant it as a compliment, but then she took it as an insult.
What? Wait, what? What was the comment?
It's probably like, oh, I wish I could probably have, you know what I really like about you, Katie, is that you don't have a lot of friends, but the friends that you do have, you're like really close with, whereas me, I just have like so many friends, and I just like wish I could be better friends with all of them. That's probably what, like, she said.
If I had to buy everyone a dish towel for my wedding, like, I would go broke. Like, I have so many friends.
I can't believe how many people I have to invite to my birthday party. I wish I was just like you, Katie, who could just have like a nice intimate thing in your living room with lots of elbow room.
Remember when you got married in that dog park?
So, that was on a Wednesday, right? Yeah, I remember. Wednesday weddings.
So we see the rage text,
which is,
and it's perfect. Like, it's like typical Katie. I took a screenshot. I took so many screenshots yesterday.
I didn't take a screenshot, but I wrote it down.
Okay, tell me what it says, because I can't. Oh, here it is. Okay,
it says, "This is Katie." Her text says, "Look, I don't have ant interest," which means any interest. "I don't have any interest in arguing in circles if nothing I say will be heard. So, yes, we bullied you for the last year, and you so pathetically wanted to be accepted by us that you forced yourself to not like Lala."
Okay, can I point out that Katie wrote this on the computer and then copy and pasted it back into the text? Do you know how I know? Because, look, there's a return. There's a carriage.
I noticed that. I don't know.
Is how crazy Katie is. Okay. She's like, I'm going to tell her, I'm going to word this so she can't use it against me, and I'm going to do it on the computer first.
It's funny. I noticed the line break, but I didn't think that. I just thought, I love that Katie is doing a line break for dramatic, you know, purposes. Because at this point, she's written so many rage texts. She knows that in order to like properly convey the rage, you can't just use your words. It's how it actually looks.
Yes. I'm surprised she didn't like do a formal outline. She's like, A, 1A, 2A. The best part of this screenshot is right above it. It says,
"Reminded, star, star."
And then under it says,
"Reminded, ugh."
Which means she was trying to just write "reminded" 10 times.
Yeah, Katie has. Oh, yeah, Sheena. Yeah. Basically it looks like they were having a big fight, and Katie is just like so sick of having to like refute the idea that she bullied Sheena for a year, etc. But what I love is that Katie hates being the bad guy. We saw this a lot last year. Oh, I'm the bad, once again, I'm the bad guy. I'm the crazy one who sends the crazy texts. I'm like, Katie, if you don't want to be known as the one who sends the crazy texts, just stop sending them. Because it's like every season we get one once a week, a Katie text.
Yeah, and it's always evidence. Be like Jax. Don't do anything on paper, okay?
Yeah, nothing on paper.
Yeah, nothing on paper. Nothing on even computer paper. And certainly not manila, okay? Yeah. Lisa probably has so many texts in her manila envelope, she's just ready to pull out. So Sheena's bitching to Ariana, and Ariana's like, wow, this is so fun to listen to. And then Katie comes up. She's like, hi, because she can totally hear Sheena. Yeah. Like, the people down the street can hear Sheena, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, hi there. I need an espresso martini. I'm like, of course you do. Yes. That's, like, such a Katie thing to order.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, oh, Katie, while you're here, I'm having a birthday party. And
I'm sorry to stop you. I'm so sorry. But she goes,
so, obviously, you know, it's my birthday.
My favorite line. Okay.
Obviously, it's kind of a big deal. And I think I don't want you there because I don't want drama at my birthday.
So she just disinvites Katie. And doesn't even, she just, it's like, I think I don't want you there.
Well, at least she says it up front, you know? So Katie's like, I just don't get it, because one minute you're my best friend and you're in my wedding. Okay, you don't get to do that anymore. Yeah. You get to do that when you're a bride, but the second your wedding is over, it's done, okay? Yeah. Now all you have is an IOU to the rest of your friends who have to spend all that money when they get married. Or, you know, you have to spend that money when they get married.
Exactly. Like, yeah, you can't, like, you already had a season of saying, I'm not getting married. I can't believe you'd bring this up, but I'm getting married. I'm getting married in 2 weeks, and you guys are fighting right now, and I'm the one getting married? No, you don't get to do the retroactive, I can't believe you'd do this to me when you were in my wedding.
Yeah, like, you did her such a huge favor. Like, you ate tacos from the Taco Bell Tower at my bridal shower. And then the next minute, you hate me. So, whatever. It's clear that you made the decision somewhere along the line that you're not going to be my friend.
You know what? If she ever did that to me, like, Ben, well, I can't believe you're saying such shady shit to me. When you were at my wedding, I would say, yeah, but it was on a Wednesday, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it was a hump day, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't count. I had a bigger sacrifice than you did. I went up to your wedding in the middle of Lake Tahoe on a Wednesday, okay?
Yes, I walked on wood chips for you. So Katie tells us she's wearing this bright pink, really odd Pepto-Bismol dress, which, poor Katie. Like, no one's helping Katie. Like, someone help Katie. So she's like, I already mourned the loss of my good friend Sheena. So I'm just really not obsessed that I'm missing the birthday / masquerade / coming out Robin Sheena party, okay? Like, it's like Real Housewives of Atlanta. Just add some gays and some seafood.
Yeah. How many friendships does Katie have to mourn? I mean, she's constantly mourning friendships. At some point, yeah. I think maybe Katie has to look inside herself. Why is she in a state of constantly mourning friendships?
I think Katie's one of those people that's just lost so many that she just, anything can happen and she'll just never cry, you know? She's like, yeah. Why aren't I crying? Until, like, a really sad commercial comes on. She's like,
Yeah, it'll come out in a strange place. So then Tom and Ariana go and sit down at a table, and Tom's like, oh, your hair looks really good, Ariana. And then they...
It's like, don't do this at the table. Please.
Boom, 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 boom.
I just changed this tablecloth. Please don't do that here. So he's like,
well, me and I'm going to meet with Ken and Lisa, and we're going to, like, look at the space. But, like, I'm nervous because, like, what if it's just Ken and Lisa doing their thing, you know, and then they're going to just throw our name on it? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
What do you think this is going to be? It's called TomTom. They've got the space, and they've already planned everything. You just have to show up.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they would ever turn over the reins to you? Of course, everything's going to have sort of like a lavender satin look to it, you know, with giant planters and, you know, like strange, like pink neon lighting accents.
Yeah.
It's already been decided.
Mickey Mouse didn't get to design Disneyland. Just show up in your outfit and, you know, take some pictures with the nice people.
Yeah, and so he is talking about how, Tom's talking about how, you know, he's really putting in effort in this, and he's even gone on research trips, and then Tom's like, well, I wanted to see if there was a way to work marijuana into TomTom, so I took a research trip with Jax to Colorado, and it turns out you can't put weed into drinks, so I'm like, yeah, sounds like a great research trip.
He's like, that's all I remember from it, dude. And Ariana's like, well, she can't just act like you're some incompetent douche lord. Are you still masturbating under the table? Look, I'm going to wear a hat if you don't stop that. Okay.
Oh, that's my favorite look also. You in a hat. Oh.
So then he's like,
whoa, dude, I feel Lisa's eyes on me. Oh, dude, is that
Is that pink satin over there? Is that a dude dressed just like the dog? Oh, dude, it's Lisa and Ken, dude.
They're watching from a table that's really far away.
The camera,
Lisa and Ken can't even hear the damn doorbell ring. They didn't hear anything he said.
But it was perfect because he was going off on Lisa saying like how they, saying how like he's just like afraid that they're going to just totally railroad him through this tom-tom thing. And then the camera just pans to the left and there are Lisa and Ken staring at him. Yes. And of course, giant planter. The giant planter obscured their view. It always comes down to the giant planters.
It looks like we're far away, but the acoustics that the giant planters bring to us means I can hear you from anywhere in this restaurant.
Objects in the giant planter are closer than they may appear.
There we were, sitting at table number 7.
Like, you're the only person in this restaurant who knows the table numbers.
I was flipping through my manila envelope when I happened to hear my name, and I thought, manila envelope, is that you? Are you talking to me? Have you come alive? But no, it turns out it was not manila envelope, it was Tom.
I saw manila envelope and I thought, is that Tom's? Has he learned responsibility? And then I turned it over and it said, Lisa!
I was so impressed with Tom, I went onto his computer and he had a paperclip that talked to me, and I thought, this is responsibility, only to find out that everyone has a talking paperclip.
And then typical Lisa, she's like,
we haven't even started, and he's already talking like this. We've given him this opportunity, and we can take it away just like that. Maybe we'll call it Katie Katie. No. Jax Jax. No. Ken Ken. We need another Ken. I won't fuck either Ken until their birthdays. Get it? I'm very sexy.
What about Stassi? Or how about Stassi Headquarters? Stassi Headquarters. How does that sound?
Stassi, Stassi.
I was talking to my cousin Jenna on the phone, and she's like,
la 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 la.
La 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 la
la la la la la la Gigi. Gigi la 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 Gigi. Rolls off the tongue, darling.
Pandy.
So speaking of Stassi, we then go to Stassi's apartment, and she's like, literally, I moved apartments. I'm like in the same building, but now I'm upstairs. But I don't have central air, and it is, like, hot AF. Like, great update.
Like, I'm from the South. I need central air, okay? How is it in the same place, but you don't have central air? How do some apartments have central air, but others don't? I'm confused.
I'm glad she made a comment about it, because I thought it was very strange that our first glimpse of Stassi for the season was her unpacking a portable air conditioner. I was like, wow, how the mighty have fallen. Is this her storyline?
Those always sound so good until you see them. They're like these giant robots with these huge ass tunnel tubes that you have to fit into a window. And Katie comes over and she's like,
I know you like putting things together, so that's why I called you. So you get to work. I'll make a strawberry shake. Okay.
And Katie, like in a few minutes later, you see Katie struggling with the air conditioner packing materials because of that big tube thing. And she pulls out like some like the foam things and she looks at them like,
She's like, this is a copy machine, right?
I've mourned the loss of the packing materials.
Now, Katie comes prepared because Katie always knows how to retell a story almost exactly the way it actually happened, which is very rare. Mm-hmm. She's like, I was at the bar ordering an espresso martini, and Sheena was like, I don't know if I can invite. Like, she does the exact quote, even down to her own.
Yes.
Like, she was a bridesmaid in my wedding, for God's sakes.
I mean, one minute I thought she was one of my closest friends. She was a bridesmaid at my wedding, for God's sake. I was like, oh, this really is going to be your thing. Because you've now said this twice within 5 minutes of airtime.
Yes. I gave her a tea towel. So, how could she? How could she?
And Stassi's like, it seems like a lot of effort to go out of your way to be an asshole. I'm like, isn't that your calling in life? Isn't that like your whole reason for being on this show?
And it's like literally no effort. She just told her at the bar, like, you can't come. So she's like, that is a lot of effort.
Yeah, she literally didn't even walk up to Katie. And you know, that's Sheena's favorite move, is to walk up to someone and say something.
I just want to say you're no longer invited to Madame CM's, okay? Bye.
That is her thing, you're right. She's like,
hey, obviously, you know, it's like the Taco Tower bridesmaid party for Katie, and like, we don't think you should come, so the
producers are meanwhile setting up Stassi for mass embarrassment because she starts talking about how she and Patrick are in a really good place, and it feels like they're back together even though they're not, but like the sex is good again and like 7 months off, like things are great. Like everything's going the right direction and this time it's going to work out.
And Katie's like, time to try something new, you know, like with sex. And Stassi goes, maybe I'll finally take it up the ass. Like, I feel like it'll really hurt. And Katie just looks down. She's like, how do I open the top of this copy machine? How?
This bubblegum machine doesn't seem to be working. Yeah, Katie's like, I don't want to see her go through that pain and heartbreak again. I'm like, have you seen her Snapchat?
Yeah, like, it clogs my feed. She's like, I don't want that heartache clogging my feed again, okay?
I'm just excited. No, now that the wedding is over, I'm just excited to really prepare for the future for real now. And until, like, you know, till we die.
Yeah. Ultimately, your final destination, you're headed for, which is death.
Yeah.
I like that. So, Logan and James. Yes, well, James has not moved out of the old rich guy's weird apartment in Beverly Hills, which looks like a prison complex. Every time they show the outside, I'm like, where is he?
That's next to the Four Seasons. That's at that place next to the Four Seasons. Actually, my friend lived in that building. It's enormous. It is. Yeah. James and Logan, I have not seen Call Me By Your Name or My Name or whatever it's called, but I feel like it's probably this scene, right? I feel like Call Me By My Name is essentially like what happens in the scene,
isn't one of them older? I think one of them's like an adult and one of them is a teenager in that movie. So like the adult we never see him.
All I know is that there's like gay yearning. That's all I know. And it's Logan yearning for James.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but they do seem to have like a cute little relationship.
Yeah. Which of course I shouldn't say, just because, you know, a gay man and a straight man can of course be friends without it being homoerotic. But I just feel like there's a lot of sexual tension between these two.
Yeah, and today you don't really have to pick a side. You could just kind of do whatever you want, you know? So you two go. I support you.
Yeah, so Logan and James are actually best friends. And we haven't really seen much of Logan before, although I used to see him around my old apartment building because a server from Sur lived on my floor. How about that?
Ooh, you see, you're so tuned in. You could solve so many mysteries.
I know, I really could.
So James is like, oh, hello, Logan. Whoa, what a fun friend you are. How fun it is only playing video games and talking about boobies. Raquel is coming home for the summer. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Yeah. This is all very, it really just seems like it should be some like art house movie. My girlfriend Raquel is coming back for the summer's holiday. But that means I can no longer hang out with Logan, my pansexual best friend.
Obviously, Logan likes men. We're mates.
We're going to make some...
He has, you know, he gets mates, I get girls. It all works out.
And together we make cookies, trying to get a cookie before Raquel arrives. Trying to get a cookie before Raquel arrives!
Well, what a coincidence. My girlfriend, Raquel, is returning right at the beginning of shooting.
So Raquel shows up and and James is, she hasn't showed up yet. James is like saying how happy he is that he has Logan because he's like, thank God I got Logan while Raquel's gone. You know, we go hiking together. We work out. Logan drives me around. It's just a wonderful non-sexual relationship.
You know, all of those things he just mentioned are places that people get blowjobs. Hiking, running canyon, secret bushes, working out, steam room. He drives me around, you know, front seat, BJs. It's like, pick something straight. Pick straighter activities, please.
So Raquel walks in, and then immediately James is like, goodbye, Logan. He just starts hugging Raquel, and they're just like hugging and kissing, and Logan's just sitting there like...
He's like, look at all these balloons on the floor that we totally got for you that have run out of helium now. Yeah, these were totally for you, Raquel.
I cleaned off that cum stain from the rug, so you wouldn't have to see it, Raquel, but I guess I'll just go now.
Yeah, they say something about a cum stain, and he's like, ha ha, funny joke. Funny, funny. What a funny mate he is. Oh, Logan, the funny mate.
Logan's like, I guess I'll just see myself out. Okay.
And Raquel's like, shut up. They cut away. Thank God. Worst. I just wrote lots of closed-mouthed kisses.
Raquel, I respect you too much to kiss you right now.
With your mouth open, let us do it the polite way until we're married. Mwah, 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 mwah.
I'll be your Mr. Darcy.
So let's head over to Tom Tom. Do, 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 do. Yeah, streets. Do, 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 do. It's a street. Do, 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 do. It's a street, street, street.
Street, street.
The music. Hey, the music is not making any effort either, which I appreciate.
Yeah. So Tom and Tom arrive at Tom Tom, and it's basically been totally, what is it, demoed, whatever. It's just like wood and skeletons, the skeleton of a building. And you just see the beams, the exposed beams, and Tom Sandoval's like, whoa, dude, cool ladder. Let me try to climb it. We should keep this. It's just like, it's like beams.
And Tom T is like, whoa, watch your hands, dude. Like, you need your hands.
He's like, dude, I'm a rock climber, okay? Want me to tell you about rock climbing? I will.
He's like, oh, I feel like you moisturize those hands so much you don't want to ruin them. You know, come on, dude.
Oh. So then Tom Sandoval is like, dude, I just want this place to be comfortability-ish and familiarity-ish. And I just want heart and, like, sexy TVs, dude.
I want, like, familiarity. Like, jiggered drinks.
Jiggered drinks.
And TVs.
I want it to be nostalgia.
I want to make sure that we're, like, measuring these drinks out properly. Like, every drink is going to be jiggered, bro. Like, no one's getting too much or too little in their drink, okay? It's my dream, bro.
Dude, let's just have it be, like, totally retro, like, exposed ladders. Like, let's do some, like, asbestos.
I loved when he said nostalgia. Yeah. He's like,
is that a word?
Tonti is like, no, it's not. No, it's not. So he said,
you know, I'm worried. It's Ken and Lisa. They're going to want to do everything, you know. But, like, I think they heard me talking about it. Like, oh, God, you know.
So Lisa and Ken come in.
Can I make a general comment, by the way?
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval looked so good in this scene. I just felt like I had to point that out. Didn't he look so good in this scene?
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
I think this is the best that Tom has ever looked.
Also, rock climbing. You know, that always helps.
That's
when
true.
He's like,
rock climbing. Look at me. I'm going up the ladder.
Dude.
So Ken and Lisa arrive. Ken is wearing a light blue, like a periwinkle satin shirt that has like a holster sewn into it. Did you notice that?
He's like, well, welcome. Here we are in the restaurant. It's not finished yet. Navy holster.
I'm not going to spark out. Spark out.
Mini, mini manila envelope in here. It says Lisa on it. You need me to prove something.
I'll hold the manila envelopes.
Lisa's like, well, sorry, it looks like a shithole right now, but at least there aren't dildos sticking out of that ladder anymore.
All right, here's my idea. It's going to be industrial shabby and shabby chic and chic industrial and industrial pretty. Planters everywhere.
The kitchen will be on the second floor.
Like, here's what I imagine. Bathrooms right here.
Like, why are you imagining that? That's so weird.
This whole wall, toilets.
Yeah, she actually says the concept is going to be romantic industrial, which, of course, is not what Tom's idea was. And Tom's head is exploding because he doesn't understand why there has to be a kitchen on the second floor, which is already strange. How about maybe no kitchen in the first place?
Well, how could they do that?
It can just be a bar.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, but Lisa needs to serve, like, warm potato salad. She's obsessed. Yeah. Like, I think it wouldn't feel like a Lisa restaurant unless she was freaking people out by warming up mayonnaise.
Yeah. It might also truly be easier to get a license for a restaurant than it is to get to open up something that's strictly a bar. There are weird rules about that. Like, it's really hard to get a liquor license.
A lot of them are like beer and wine bars and stuff here because the liquor license, people buy them and then they sell them for hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know,
which is where your investment comes in.
So he's like, the kitchen on the second
feather.
The kitchen's on the second floor. Dude, bro, I don't know about that.
She's like, look, there are a lot of plans you weren't privy to. Licenses, payments, I wrote things down on things, awards. Where are we going to put the dog kennels? I changed Ken's Roomba filters, darling. Like,
is it going to be comfortable?
Ken's like, yes, of course. Of course it'll be comfortable.
Knock a spark out, of course it'll be comfortable.
Everyone will have a seat by the bathroom. Of course it will be comfortable.
Basically, it should be one big public bathroom with a kitchen on top.
As Max is the only one who really works and runs food at this place, his butt is going to get so big going up and down those stairs. That is just not nice to the waiters to have the kitchen up there.
Yeah. Although, you know, in New York, there are a lot of restaurants where the kitchens are downstairs. So, you know, it's not the craziest idea. It's just weird. Yeah. It seems weird to have the second floor be the kitchen.
And it just seems painful. Like, as a waiter, I'm like, no, please, no. But, you know, I would never be hired there anyway. She's like, let me check your butt muscles, darling. So he's like, is the patio going to be, like, is the patio going to be, she goes, outside.
She's getting really annoyed with him at this point.
Yes.
Well, I was sitting at table number 7 when I heard Tom masturbating to a haircut and complaining about us.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry that I've already opened up 33 restaurants without Tom Sandoval. Get that? That's shade. That's the shade that's cast when you hold up a manila envelope to some light.
It's as shady as the patio will be once we get our shade license taken care of. I'll tell you once it's in my manila envelope. But I'm rethinking this, Tom. I'm going to give you the weekend. By Monday, if I'm not secure, Lala Gigi it is.
Lala Gigi. She's like, and Lisa Bass is like, listen, here's the idea. It's going to be romantic industrial, and it'll be beautiful, and we're going to set it all up, and then you're just going to mix cocktails. That's what you're here for. You're here for the cocktails. So basically, it's her saying, yeah, you're going to be a minor partner, and your partnership is about you design the bar menu. That's where you come in. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense, fine. But what is Tom Schwartz bringing to the table?
That. He's going to do that a lot. He's going to be like, you guys, you want to hear the specials? I'm not really sure. Do you want to hear the specials? Yeah, he's just going to be like needy, so people will feel like they have to come in to give him a hug, you know, make him feel okay.
I mean, truly, what's being unspoken here is that it's essentially like it's Disney. It's Disney World, where Lisa's like, listen, I'm putting up the money. You can be a partner. In exchange, you guys are here, and people will come in, and if they want to get autographs and pictures with you, they know they've got to come here. It's like the way that the only way you can get a picture with Mickey Mouse is if you go to, like, the Animal Kingdom at Disney World, and you have to eat at that there's like a buffet you have to eat at, and that's the only way you can take a picture with the characters.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And you know what? She also follows those rules. She's there all the time. She's like, I have a table under a carnival tent and lots of gays holding my dogs. Feel free to come by and say hello.
I will wave.
Try the warm potato salad.
You know, the thing is this, maybe Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz would have been prepared for this rude awakening if they read more. Maybe they could read more magazines, you know? Maybe if they only had an app that would help them with this journey.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're putting $100,000 into a restaurant, you can't be paying $8 for a people. You know, you have to limit your magazine.
Yeah, exactly. You got to save money every way you possibly can, you know, especially if you've just bought a credenza. So, you know, it's a good way to save money with all those magazines, Tom Sandoval.
Bro, I wish I could look at magazines on my iPad.
bro, I just found out about this texture app. Dude, bro, I could read like Esquire. I could read Clean Eating. I could read Consumer Reports. I could read them all, dude.
Yeah, texture is like Netflix, but for magazines, okay? Like, magazines are more than just something to flip through at the checkout line at the grocery store, okay? Like, all I've wanted for 10 years is texture, and now I've got it, okay? The texture app has gone beyond delivering just the magazine itself. They've made it easy to find and enjoy the articles you want to read, with daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more.
Literally, texture is searchable. You can mark what you'd like, check out back issues AF, view bonus video content, and they even curate articles and magazines just for you or whoever you're giving texture to this year for their birthday that I wasn't invited to. Who does that?
Texture is normally $9.99 a month, and you get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/crappins, you get a 14-day free trial.
Darling.
Also, please send me a feather to put in my mask.
Darling, I was looking in my manila folder, and I thought to myself, Why subscribe to just a couple magazines when you can have all your favorites on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Now you have something to read while our servers go up and down the staircase at TomTom.
Right now, Texture is offering my listeners or our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/crappins. Tom.
I have been waiting 10 years for this moment, and that's like a lot longer than the 14 days that I'm going to have for free with Texture, but that's okay because when you go to texture.com/crappins, you'll also get the 14 days for free, and you'll be like, I've been waiting 10 years for this.
That's texture.com/crappins. Texture.com/crappins. Look at all Texture and I have done for you.
Thank you, Texture.
Yeah, thanks, Texture. We love our Texture. We really do. So, speaking of people who probably will not be reading anything anytime soon,
ever. Yeah.
Let's go to Jax and Brittany's apartment.
And the song is like, it's hard to be laughing. I want to be in this paradise town, baby. What?
What does that even mean? I'm really trying to understand the music on this show, but they're trying to confuse me on purpose. You know that singer is like, Lady Gaga says I'm bluffing with my muffin. Why can't I say my thing?
Just random syllables now, okay? So Brittany is putting under eye sticky things on, whatever you call them. I don't put them on because I'm Lebanese. It's hopeless. So she's doing that, and Jax is like, what does this do? And she's like, it gets rid of puffiness. Do you have an entire face
body
version?
Yeah. So Brittany's like,
a full body version.
Yeah. Brittany is like, you know, dating Jax is hard because he has multiple personalities and it's hard to know who he really is. I'm like, so why are you dating him? That sounds like grounds to not date someone. Multiple personalities and it's like roulette every single time.
Is it the Jax who insists on a ham sandwich or the Jax that wants to grate meat like cheese? I just don't know.
And then meanwhile, over at Tom and Ariana's apartment, they are moving a credenza against the wall. Tom's like, ooh, dude, I think this got to be like 300 pounds. And he's like, you know, we've been dating for 3 years, and it's time to take our relationship to the next level. We're buying a credenza together. And I was like, I totally get that. I 100% get that, because that's literally the process that Tom and I are in right now. We are credenza shopping.
Well, that's a big deal, you know, agreeing on stuff that you both have to live with. That's huge. And Tom really let Ariana do this, because we've seen Tom's taste. Like, it's his apartment.
Yeah.
This is a really nice credenza.
It's beautiful. I loved
it's
it.
It's like a pearl front. Very, very lovely.
Ooh, pearl.
It's actual pictures of Pearl from 227 on the front. I was like, I would not have expected them to be fans of 227, but I'm really happy.
Every time they come home, it's like, where were you married?
Let's have been home for 2 hours already.
Dude, hey, Pearl. Pearl's hair is so hot right now. It's like, Pearl.
Are you masturbating to my hair, young man?
I love the Aretha.
So he catches Ariana up on the Lisa combo. He's like, she needs the weekend, bro. And Ariana's like, well, she shouldn't have been at table 7, though, then, if she didn't want to hear that. Because everyone knows that that pot makes sound
lies.
Travel,
okay? It tells lies. The pot, it takes the words you say and it scrambles them up into lies.
And also, as the only one with sense, she's like, yeah, but everything Tom is saying, like he's worried that he's going to pay $100,000 and then just be some lowly employee and have no say, that's a valid concern.
Oh, I actually think it is. It is really. Well, the thing is, it sounds like they never got on the same page of what their roles are going to be in this organization, this bar. You know, like if they needed to make a like some sort of user agreement of, right, like, okay, we are designing the place, we're calling all the shots, but as a minor partner, you design the bar menu, you are here every night for the fans, and, you know, like, we put your name out front, and then, you know, et cetera.
I think it becomes more important when they hear the $100,000. It's like, yeah, we need a say, which I don't blame them. So Tom 2 and Katie, he's like, what really ties this outfit together is the mask. So weird. He's like, isn't it great being married, Buki? What does he call her? I forgot.
Bubba?
Oh, Bubba, yeah.
Buki.
He's like,
Boogie.
All I had to do was look at that chalkboard. It's probably written right above their head. Yeah. But he's like, since we got married, Bubba, like we're getting along. And then he tells us, but I'm still scared of her. Yeah. Well, then you're doing it right.
Yeah, sir. He's scared to tell Katie about that Tom Sandoval may have messed up the Tom situation.
I don't want to tell her about Lala Gigi. So Stassi comes in, and she's in this weird pirate shirt with the shoulder cutouts, which I was talking about earlier. And she's trying on masks that Tom has for the party, because Tom was invited, even though Katie and Stassi weren't. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go, Bubba.
Katie's like, how's your new dishwasher?
And he tells Stassi, he's like, your legs, they're tanner than your upper body. She's like, well, I can't always be like totally perfect AF, asshole.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for pointing that out, AF.
And I love that he has a Michael mask to wear to the masquerade party. So good.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, Sheena invited Schwartz to her birthday party, but not Katie, which is such a bonkers thing to do. And the fact that Schwartz is actually still going is also bonkers. These people, I don't get it. I love it. Thank
and he's
God
like,
for
babe,
them.
Maybe she just got over you guys, you know? Like, we have enough friends, you know? If we lose one, I mean, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I'm totally fine with it. We have Iceberg, right?
I've subscribed to it on my Amazon pantry. It should be so arriving next. It's like, oh my God, my Iceberg is here. But no, it's actually Jax arriving to get a beer.
Yes, because he can't stay at home because they're out of beer.
Yeah. Turns out that Brittany and Jax have moved into a new apartment, and that apartment is down the hall from Tom and Katie.
Yeah, so they basically are practicing having a big, stupid child.
Yeah.
Which is nice, you know. It's a practice run. I liked it before he left, though. Brittany's like, Kingsley, Monroe, who pooped? Gross.
They're like, have you asked your boyfriend yet?
I would have known it's him. He leaves the door open. So he comes in. He's kind of like Kramer, but like terrible.
Yes, without the charm.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, does that happen a lot? That must suck.
So Jax comes over to get a beer, and then he just starts hanging out because he does not want to be with Brittany. And they're talking about Patrick and Stassi. And Jax starts, you know, he's being sarcastic. He's like, they've been on and off again, like over and over and over again for like 2 years. Yeah, sounds wonderful. I'm like, have you looked at your own spinoff show? I'm talking like Chandler in honor of their friend's setup.
Chandler Bong. And let's see, they start talking about Sheena. And he's like, God, she's got like some kind of hex, you know. Take a picture and make sure she gets her bad side this time, because Sheena will only take a picture from one side.
Yeah. They want to put hex on her so that all night long, all her photos are from her bad side.
And Stassi's like, Sheena's like version of hell is getting a picture of her bad side. Like every single photo she takes, and then they show just a montage of all the pictures, and she's so right.
Yeah.
They're all facing the exact same way.
Yes. Severely facing. It's not even just like a little bit. It's like fully, like she's like got her chin on her right shoulder. So
and but what's wrong with the other side?
I don't know. But
like, she's got two good sides.
Saucy's just upset because she's like, I just hate it because we both have the same good side, so we can't take photos together.
We just look like we're choreographed.
Yeah. They just have to stand prom like, you know, side by side.
That's so all. poor Sheena is at her house with her cat. She's like, do you like my dress? It's like Real Housewives of Atlanta with Kenya.
Yeah.
But then her boyfriend does come over, which is not like Real Housewives of Atlanta with Kenya.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm back here, lost in my closet. Look how big it is. There's like so much room for activities now that I have that purple bike out of here.
Yeah, because basically Sheena cleaned house with her apartment. Anything that reminded her of Shay, she ditched. She turned her master bedroom into a giant closet and took Shay's little cubbyhole and turned that into her bedroom. And so now she's super happy. And we were really sort of getting to meet Rob for the first time. And the good news is he seems to be able to string together some words to make a sentence. So that's already a leg up again over Shay, you know?
Yeah, it's like, what is he doing here? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, Sheena has saved all the printed canvases with just her face. So she's got her face just kind of staring at herself in her closet.
Yeah, the picture of Sheena Gray.
Look at that dress. Isn't it pretty? Look, I think so. My good side thinks so.
So she tells him that she's not inviting Stassi and Katie because my friends don't text me like that. And that's basically it, right?
Yeah, this is where she was like, what's funny is Rob is the last person I slept with before Shay and I got together with the first person I slept with after Shay and I got divorced.
Oh, Sheena's like, storytelling.
Is it really that funny? Please submit that to the moth.
Sheena's Pulitzer.
Hey, good side of Sheena. Do you think I deserve a Pulitzer? tell that dress over there that you're staring at all the time, forever.
The funny thing is that, like, before I met Shay, I had French fries and thought about Rob. And then after I left Shay, I had French fries and I thought about Rob. It's crazy. It's all happening.
So everybody's getting ready for this masquerade ball. And Ariana, over at Ariana and Tom's house, he's like,
oh, Ariana, like,
by the way, Ariana the whole time is just staring at herself in the mirror like, yes, yes. Look at the good side. Look at the bad side, which is also the good side. Look at this hair. She's like just staring at herself. It's so good.
I can take a photo from any angle. Ha. In fact, I shall do something no girl has ever done. I shall smile in the opening credits. Tommy Wall has gone into full Interview with a Vampire costume.
He's like,
hey, all good sides, Ariana. My buddy, like, ran into Faith at an OK Magazine party.
I was like, were we there? Because that would have been good.
I was there. So this is when all of a sudden my little antennas were like, bleep, 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 bleep. I was like, oh my god, this is why I felt like I was in the show, even though I wasn't, because, you know, I like to give myself a greater sense of purpose in life than just being a podcaster. I like to feel like I somehow influence Vanderpump Rules, because I went to the OK Magazine party, and they said it was Tom said it was the night before. Well, that was the party I went to with Marcos. You weren't able to go, so I went with Marcos. Kitty was there. And I met Faith. That's where I met Lala. I met Lala. Well, not met, but that's where I saw Lala again, because we met Lala at the star party the month before.
I'm so jealous. I miss everything great.
So Faith was there, and I was like, Faith, oh my god, it's Faith. And I was like drunk, and I was talking with Faith, and I was like, girl, like, you need to come back on the show. Like, there's like too many white people. Like, we need some diversity. She's like, yes. She's like, yes, I know. She's like, just you wait. Da 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 da. So I'm like, ah, Faith, it's so good to see Faith again. Like, in my mind, not like as a friend, but like, you know, like you know, it's like anytime you see anyone from the Vanderpump Rules universe, it's amazing. So people who listened to, I think I talked about on the bonus episode, or maybe it was on the main episode, then, like, that was on a Thursday. And then on Sunday, I ran into Lala in my elevator bank, and Lala was with this guy, Logan, and Lala was there because there's a guy from Sir who's on my floor. Remember, this is, it's all coming together, okay? And then that's that whole story about how I went up to the rooftop. My building had a pool on the roof, which was really cool. And Lala was up there with Logan and the Sir guy and that girl from The Bachelorette. And they were all talking so much shit about Faith. And in my mind, I was like, why are they talking so much shit about Faith? She's so nice. Like, what did Faith ever do to anyone except take a semen-stained couch off of some people's hands? And
they didn't even have to call Craigslist. Like, she did them a favor. Get over it, people.
Yeah. So they talked so much shit about Faith, and then they were like, oh, are you going tonight? I'm not sure I'm going to go tonight. I might go. They want me to go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So now I'm realizing the timeline of all this is that, like, these experiences, I had no idea that I was I was skirting around this major controversy on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, so that is cool that whole story is coming together now. Like, it right? has an ending.
Like, I don't get it. But it's like all of a sudden, like, the gaps are filled in, and it's like, whoa. So I was like having a moment on my couch. I don't know if this is as interesting to anyone else as it is to me, but
to me, because I love when things tie up at the end. You know, yeah, that's always the best part of a TV show or a movie, where something from a long time ago that you didn't think was going to come up again comes up again, and it has an ending.
Yeah, I felt like I was watching the final scene of Memento. I was like, oh!
It's like the end of Breaking Bad, you guys.
So I'm hoping that maybe me telling Faith that she has to get more involved, I'm hoping that's what caused this entire rest of the episode. Probably like, not,
that guy was
but...
right. I'm going to do it.
That loud gay drunk was right.
But supposedly she said that she had already done this because she was telling this guy at the party. So Tom's like, well, like, my friend was at that OK Magazine party, and like, he doesn't even know her that well. And she told him that like, she and Jax have slept together or like, have been sleeping together. Like, I don't get it. And Ariana's like, what? Still staring at herself in the mirror.
Wait a second.
She's like, I look so good. Mad.
I just realized something. I think we know Adam.
Who?
He said Adam. I think we know Adam.
Did he say that?
He said his friend is his. He said his friend is Adam. His friend Adam told him that he talked to Faith. I think we know Adam.
Oh, I didn't hear him say Adam. I thought he just said my buddy.
He said my buddy Adam.
Oh, that little troublemaker.
Little troublemaker.
That little troublemaker.
Sorry.
Now that's being involved in the plot right there.
Yeah. Well, I love that. Sorry. Yeah. I know that like really has no resonance for anyone, but it's like, isn't that fun when you start to realize like, wait a second, I know someone who is part of the Vanderpump Rules storyline.
And I love that Faith knew to tell him. She's like, I'm going to tell that guy because he'll tell. You know? Oh, you little stinker. So,
I love this show.
I do too. So Tom's like, I can't believe we would sleep with Faith. On the other hand, it's Jax. Like, he slept with the couch that we gave Faith. So, and Ariana's like, well, I can't keep this from Brittany. Like, she's been working on ham sandwiches. You
know? She finally just bought some ham from Trader Joe's. Okay. Like, we have to stop her before she makes, because once you make that first sandwich, it's over. And then there's Lisa Vanderpump plucking a feather from her thing, like, make the sandwich. The bond will be sealed forever.
How many slices makes the perfect ham sandwich? I'll get it right one day, Jax.
So let's see. A chef commercial came on. I have to say, this relationship commercial came on. We're not covering that this week. We'll cover a little bit of it at some point, everybody who's asking.
Yeah.
But man, these commercials, oh my God. They're like, Shep, what do you want in a woman? He's like, I want her to be gosh, well traveled, well read, you know, like I want her to be into Dostoevsky.
Good luck. You're on Bravo.
Take a shower.
Right?
Yeah, take a shower. Comb your hair. You're on TV in your own show.
Yeah. So, speaking of checking their hair, we then see a shot of Kristen checking her hair in, like, a mirror, which for some reason cracked me up. Just because they're not really giving her too much to do. I mean, she was barely in the trailer, and then in this episode, like, she did two things. One was check her hair, and later it was to curse out Jax.
She's so, like, ugh, with her gum.
So, I think, are we at the party now? I think this is the party, right? And
Jax and Britt. I wrote down Jax and Britt. Jax said, it's very slippery. And I just wrote, I don't know what that means. So yeah, we're at the party and Ariana goes up to the doorman. She's like, the password is 420, I believe. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
Like, Sheena, if you want to break up with Shay, the stoner, why would you make a password of something that he eats has for breakfast every morning? It's like,
maybe he'll come back.
Well, on top of that, let's be honest. We all know what the real password is, right?
I think I'm gonna just try one of each of the prime cocktails.
Okay, great. You're in.
It's like super long.
I think I'll try one of each of the prime cocktails.
So we know that something's going on with Faith because we see Faith, and Faith has more lines in 5 seconds than she did in the entire season that she was on. But what was she saying? She was just talking. Well, let's get to the good part with Faith, right?
Well, no, I have stuff I want to say.
Okay, you do. Yeah, you do. Because I'm confused by my notes. That's all.
Yeah.
Take the reins, note man.
So everyone's assembling at the party. And the other surprise here is that Jax and James are friends now. After like 2 or 3 seasons of Jax hating James, Jax now likes James. And Jax tells us that, you know, now instead of wanting to punch James in the face, he wants to take James under his wing. And I was like, what sort of wing does Jax really have? I'm like imagining one of those pelicans that gets stuck in like an oil spill, you know, and the pelican's like, and it's like James just like nuzzling up under that oily, sad wing.
Yeah, like you see on those commercials, those pelicans Dawn. Covered in oil.
Yeah, except no one's putting Dawn onto Jax, or if they are, nothing's coming off.
James is like, why does my hair smell like body odor?
So DJ James is on the turntables. He's like, I want to welcome everyone once again to Sheena's birthday party. Make some noise. And I have a Toyota keychain here.
I'm going to press this button till I hear a beep. It's a new song. It's a new song. So Jax to Kristen, he's like, wow, this is the first time you've actually been invited to a party.
She's like,
So we get Kristen's opinion. Why? I don't know. But they keep giving it to us. She's like, well, I don't know, Rob. I mean, I guess I like him. But, like, Sheena needs to pump the brakes because, like, she's not even looking for a boyfriend. She's looking for a husband.
And if you don't pump the brakes, you might fall out of the Uber and break your face.
So Tom's talking to Jax. Like, dude, Jax, like, we got this, like, Tom bar. And, like, Lisa's, like, totally railroading me over it. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm putting up my money, but she totally heard me, dude. And I'm worried that she's mad at me. And Jax is like,
Yeah, Jax is helpful as always. He's like, good luck. And notice that Jax immediately wants Tom's help right after this. He's like, good luck, sucker.
Yeah.
So Lisa comes in her huge feather mask.
Sheena's like, you look amazing.
You look amazing.
So Sheena's telling Lisa about the situation with Rob, and she's like, oh my god, for the last 10 years, this is all I've wanted. And she's like, darling, you were married, what are you talking about? No, but I really wanted this, darling, but you were happy at the time. I know, but I wanted this, darling, you make no sense. Take your feather back.
You made me accept Shay on camera twice, darling. Right? All you wanted for those years was a PlayStation 3. Stop fronting, young lady. I will break your feather and hurt your knees.
Don't put me out on Front Street, darling.
I knew, like, 19 hours into The Legend of Zelda that it wasn't going to work out with Shay. Like, he was never going to save the princess, you know? And that's, like, that means something.
She's like, don't minimize Zelda. That's ridiculous.
I love my role.
Shame on me for helping a broken bird. Convince me twice.
What am I, Ganon?
So let's see. She's so, like,
I don't know that Sheena is the most reliable source in these cases. Or any case, actually. She said at the wedding that she had butterflies for Shay. Butterflies!
It's true. It was only 9 months ago that they show a clip of Sheena saying, like, you know, every time I kiss Shay, it's like the first time again I get butterflies, and I just feel like it's just going to last forever.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Lisa's like, for real? Do you mean it?
We're leaning against a tree on wood chips together. Do you mean it?
It was amazing.
I think it's sort of sad that Sheena and Shay never renewed their wedding vows, which is like, I feel like getting divorced on Bravo without renewing your wedding vows first, it feels like a letdown.
How did she not do that every year?
Yeah. She seemed like the type that would do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you get glass in my foot on my third vow renewal?
You know, by the way, you know, there's only one person who has survived that curse, and it's Lynn Diamante. From Game of Crowns, because don't they renew their vows every year, and they've, like, released doves into, like, Providence, Rhode Island?
Well, maybe if your show is canceled, like, it breaks the curse. But yeah. Also, guess who else has survived it? Lisa and Ken.
You're right.
But I think we got a hint to why that survived.
Because of the swing. Maybe they're swingers. It's a hint! I'll think about it over the weekend and let you know Monday. Yeah. So she's like, slow down, Sheena! Children crossing.
I brought
my manila envelope, and I have a note in here for you. It says, slow down. I spoke to the planning commission. They're changing the speed limit of your relationship to 25 miles per hour. Put on a deer whistle if you're going to move that fast, darling.
So Faith goes up to Brittany and Jax. Now, something is fishy here, because Faith is like, hi, I missed you. And Brittany's like, thanks, boo.
Yeah.
I missed you, too. Which Brittany's not mean to anybody, and she was really short. And Brittany's like, you look so hot. She's like, yeah, you look hot too. I mean, that tone is like, you look like a whore who heard break after spinoff and learned to make sandwiches to get me permanently paying my own rent, slore.
I think they were just confused to see a black person. They're like, what? On Vanderpump Rules.
Aren't you the girl with the couch? Hasn't that couch killed you yet?
So let's see. Jax
is talking to some realtor. Is like, I'm a realtor. And Jax is like, well, if we get a kid, we're gonna need a house. And Brittany's like, what? Akia JX. Wow, it seems like we're going in the right direction. I'm learning how to make ham sandwiches, and he's talking about children. Wow, our relationship will not be rocked in any possible way. Not even tonight of all nights. Not even by that girl, Faith.
I mean, he even did an image search on the Zales website for a ring that he showed my mom a picture of on his phone. Maybe he really is serious.
It's like, he did not buy the ring, okay? He's like, look at this picture of a ring.
Oh, that means so much, Dad.
Who's Jared? Brittany.
Sorry. So Tom, Katie, and Stassi, meanwhile, are getting wine because it's the semi non-invitees. And Stassi's basically talking about how much she loves being a third wheel. She's like, I'm third wheel AF. I'm like a tricycle. They're basically just bashing Sheena, and Stassi's saying how Sheena is narcissistic and self-involved. I'm like, yeah, that's why you're all here.
Yeah, that's why you all make good TV. Yeah. She's like, you know what feels really good? To be free of worrying about Sheena. Like, not, you know, having to worry about it and like obsess over it and like try and figure it out. Like, it feels good. I'm free. Like,
that's a really long sentence about getting over it. Yeah. You know, I can think about bigger things, like why there's a robot in my bedroom saying, Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson. Tom's like, okay, guys, I'm going to go. I even got her a gift. I'm like, you don't even get Katie gifts. Like, he's the cutest, worst ever. He's like the cutest and the worst.
Yeah.
So next we get a song, and it's like, hey, you better stay till the last call. Hey, you better pass me the bottle. Okay.
So
let me indulge.
So we're back at the party, and Lestat pulls over Jax and is like,
dude, I need to ask you about a rumor.
And then meanwhile we see Faith in like another room, and she's with Gene. She's like, I'm upset. And so then
it's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Was it your Toyota keys?
Scion, is that you, Faith? I don't know how you could fit a couch in a Scion. No, it's not that. Oh, thank goodness.
Tom's like, I got a question. Have you ever jerked off to a haircut?
No.
All right, another question. If I were to say there's a rumor about you, would you like know what I'm talking about?
No, because you would have to be more specific. It's Jax.
Bananarama, maybe? So, Faith starts talking, and she's like, I was doing live-in care for a 90-year-old woman, and, like, he shut up, and, like, one thing led to another, and it all just happened really, really fast, and I was like, whoa, what's happening here? What's happening here? And finally, Tom is like, he's like, dude. People are saying that you had sex with Faith, and then Jax, of course, is like, what? Huh? I never hooked up with Faith. I never hooked up with anybody.
Yeah. Now, Faith has made James promise not to tell, because no one on this show is good with that. But she also told that guy at the OK Magazine party, so you know she wants James to tell, you know?
Yeah.
And James is like, I won't tell. Look me in the eyes. Shh, baby. Shh. It's okay, baby. You're so gross. And she said, well, he, like, started talking to me off Twitter. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Like, it means, like, maybe DMing or something like that.
Yeah, so she says that he said that she's beautiful and he's always thought so and he wants to spend time with her. And he sucked on her toes. And James is like, ew, you're a waitress.
That's going to be the name of my next song. Suck on my toes, girl.
Sucking on a waitress corn. And she's like, yeah, it was a situation. And then the old lady was laying there and she was just like, ugh. I was like, really? And she goes, he didn't have a condom on and my legs are in the air. And then he asked if I'm on birth control and I said no. And he said, whoops, too late. I mean, what?
Yeah.
This is very specific.
And then Jax, meanwhile, he's like, listen, I'm in a great relationship. That part of my life is over. I'm like, great relationship. Again, I present Exhibit A. Your spinoff show.
Yeah, that didn't end well. That was supposed to be a happy show. I mean, even Mamaw ended up sad on that show. And she was like the best thing ever.
So then the big reveal, Faith is like, I haven't had my period yet. And James is like, no! British.
We'll have a little baby Jax running around. No.
I think she would have the baby.
Brittany is talking to the Gaijin. I forgot his name, but I love his hair.
Yeah, He just gets right to the point. I like his version of rumor mongering. He just like, So is it true that Jack slept with Faith and got her pregnant? I just heard that. Anyway, bye.
I just heard that as I passed the patio. So everyone obviously already knows, you know. And Brittany's like, do you think that's a real thing? Be honest, Gaijin, be honest. And he said, well, I mean, do you? This is the best answer ever. I mean, do you?
and then she asks Tom Schwartz. She's like, Tom, I just heard this thing. What do you know? He's like, well, even if it's true, I would cover for him. But I haven't heard anything, so I can't cover for him, which may in fact be a cover, which means I may have heard it, but I don't know.
I'm going to put my fingers through my hair. And she's like, so you're saying that you'd cover, which means I can't trust anybody? Have you watched this show? What do you think you're on right now? So Tom, too, is like, you know, I believe Jax because, like, he hasn't even been getting the DL snaps. How would you know? It's Snapchat. You wouldn't know what he's getting on Snap. That's the point. So Jax comes up to Faith and he's like, I just heard that, like, people are saying that, like, we had sex. Like, Tom told me that. So could you tell him that we didn't? And she just looks at him and she's chewing gum, which I like. She's like, I have fresh breath.
Which I deserve after sleeping on that couch. Okay, I deserve fresh breath right now.
I'm still trying to get you the taste of you out of my mouth right now with this Orbitz. Are you kidding me? He goes, oh, seriously, you're doing this to me? You're doing this to me? I took off your corns with my teeth.
You know, here's the thing. Jax is trying to deny this, but he unfortunately has a track record of both sleeping with other people and doing it on couches while other people are really close by.
So. Yeah, that's his thing. And I'm not falling for it again because I will admit that I fell for it in season one.
Yeah.
I believed him because he was just so convincing. He's like, she's just insecure. None of that happened, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course.
Yeah.
So now he believes him.
And Jax goes, if I were going to sleep with Brittany, he says something like, he basically says, Why would I cheat with someone who's in our circle? Yeah. You know, sure. And then they cut to season two where he's like, "Yeah, I slept with Kristen."
Yeah, and they were being nice because they could have showed Laura Lee, all of them. I'm sure he's had sex with all of them, pretty much.
Yeah.
So now there's a pile of shit in the middle of the room, which means the fly is here. Kristen is immediately over there, just hovering around, you know, crawling all over the poop.
Yeah.
And Brittany's like, "Well, Jax has done a lot of fucked up things. But if this is true, I'm going to drop kick both their asses and they're dead to me." I'm like, that's not true. Yeah. We all know that that's not true. And then she's telling her friends, I moved here. I changed my life for this man.
That's on you, honey pie. His life is well documented on TV, okay?
And now you're a star.
Like, yeah. And Kristen's like, I want to bash Jax's ball in with a sledgehammer. But I want to do it over the pants. So I don't have to look at it.
I'm going to put the tea towel over so I don't have to see it.
Fuck yourself,
Brittany,
Jax.
Brittany's like, I literally don't want to talk to you, which means she is officially friends with the girls now.
Yes.
I literally don't want to talk to you. And he's like, you believe it? Really? I'm being set up. It's like the 9/11 conspiracy. Everyone needs to set Jax up. So then Kristen yells at him and she's like, you are not allowed to come home, you son of a bitch. You don't even live there. Who are you kidding? You can't kick people out of other people's house.
If you're Kristen, you can.
Yeah, she does. So Kristen isn't getting a reaction. So she goes outside to Faith and she's like, you need to go talk to Brittany. She's like, I'm not talking to you. You are not my friend.
Then just talk to Brittany. You're not my friend.
The show. I love it. My heart was
so
pounding.
So good. What an amazing way to... They also know how to have a good opening episode. They really do. I think it's been very few times where we've said, yeah, the opening episode was good. We're just getting back into the flow. They almost always come back with a bang.
Yeah, so good. And, God, I want to know if Faith is pregnant. And I think James is right when he says, if she's pregnant, she'll keep that baby.
Yeah,
I trust she will keep that baby.
I'm very, very excited to see what happens. I can't tell because everyone says that Faith is a pathological liar. I mean, that's what Lala and her friends were saying up at the pool that time. The word on the street is that she is a big liar, but so is Jax. So it's like an unstoppable object hitting a unbreakable wall. What's going to happen?
It's just such an odd way to lie. Like, we boned next to the old lady. I was 95-year-old lady I was supposed to be taken care of. It's weird. And then he just, like, came too fast. Like, it's just so awkward and weird, you know? I feel like when people lie, they make themselves look better, not worse.
Yeah, it's very strange. I'm excited to see how it all unfolds. I think we have a great season ahead of us.
We sure do. Let's pray for a baby, guys.
Pray for a baby.
I have faith.
I have faith, too. So, in the meantime, I have faith that tomorrow we will be back to talk about the Below Deck season finale.
That's girl. This was the longest podcast ever, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. This is Vanderpump Rules. It's got to be treated with respect.
Welcome back, Pump Rules.
Welcome back. And thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow for more Watcher Crappin's goodness. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Welcome to Bose Recommends. This is the place to discover your new favorite podcast. Every week, we listen to hundreds of shows to bring you our favorites. And this is one we think you're going to love.
What's up, everybody? I'm Huey Morgan from Huey Off the Record. If you don't know who I am, well, I'm a musician. I play in a band called Fun Loving Criminals. I'm also a radio DJ on the BBC. I have a couple shows on Radio 2 and a show on BBC 6 Music. And I'll tell you, I'm super happy that Bose is making me part of Bose Recommends. Now, being an old school music head, I've always loved Bose equipment. You know, all their products have been just top of the line. And I use these QC35s. They're just my awesomeness, man. Anywho's, really excited that they're putting me on Bose Recommends. My podcast is pretty much me trying to spend time with interesting people. Because, you know, as time goes on, you realize that if you're going to spend some, you might as well spend it with people that are worthwhile. Anyway, that's why I try to do a podcast. I try to learn new things about music, satire, and culture, and current events. Anyway, if you're a guy like me or a gal like me, you know, please check it out. And I, once again, thanks to Bose. Good looking out, guys. So if you want to listen and subscribe on Acast or iTunes or your favorite podcast application, do so right now. Hey, y'all. Stay classy.
That was this week's Bose Recommends, the place to discover your new favorite show. If you want to find out how you can enjoy podcasts and even better sound quality, visit bose.co.uk. Bose. Get closer.